Hey, it's Greg. Thanks for checking out Toronto Today for Friday, October the 7th. Well, Blue Jays start the playoffs against the Seattle Mariners. And by the time you're listening to this, maybe you already know who's won game one, maybe even game two. But here's what we always talk about this time of year. October baseball and how cool it is with the weather outside. How brilliant it would be to bundle up and watch a playoff game outdoors. Toronto FC doesn't have a roof, so can we make it work for the Toronto Blue Jays? You weighed in, I weighed in, and we did that in our 8 o'clock top hour segment. Could we handle an outdoor ballpark someday in Toronto? Here it is. Okay, so one thing I love, but here's where I do not think Torontonians would walk the walk. I think they talk the talk and walk the walk. I really do. I'm trying to be honest, okay? You want some tough love? I'm about to give it to you. Many of you say you want an outdoor ballpark. Oh, Greg, down by the lake, it'd be wonderful. You know, San Francisco has that park. Home runs go into the right, go into the bay. When that maniac Barry Bonds was clubbing home runs, people were swimming around in kayaks trying to get them. That could be us. I'm telling you, we've gotten Sky Dome converted to Rogers Center. We've had it now for 33 years. We've gotten soft. It's made us soft. So I know you're going to tell me that you're good with a grass field stadium, that you're good with the temperature today being a game time of 9 degrees with some wind off the lake. It's always cooler near the lake. Meteorologists tell us that. I've grown to believe them over the years. I think they know something. We're not ready for that. We talk the talk. We would never walk the walk. We're too comfy. We want the dome closed. We want 70 degrees in there tonight or at 4 o'clock. We don't want to bundle up. We don't want to be wearing toques except when we're outside. I've gone to opening days before where it's been snowing. And obviously, games would have been delayed or postponed or canceled. One thing I love. I'm a sports fan. I love new stadiums. I love walking into new places for the very first time. I drove to Pittsburgh for a playoff game with a friend in 2013. Froze our tails off. They were playing the St. Louis Cardinals. They lost, but you get to go to that beautiful stadium in Pittsburgh, PA. Wouldn't want it any other way. So I'm telling you, I don't think the majority of Torontonians are cool with an outdoor October playoff experience. And I know you wouldn't be cool with it in April. I know you wouldn't. There'd be 9,000 people at some of those games. You can tell me I'm wrong, or you can agree, or you can fall somewhere in the middle. You know, we're doing what almost every other ballpark is doing. I think it's us in Tampa that are the last turf fields left. It's embarrassing. It's humiliating. And you saw the news this summer that for the 2024 MLB season, Rogers Center will get a big makeover. So it'll feel more like a ballpark. But I think you know, and I know, there's only so much they can do. There's only so much they can do with a stadium that will be 35 years old in a couple years, that has a roof, and that has artificial turf. You know it and I know it. It changes the experience. You've been to other parks. You've done the traveling. You've done the research. You know I'm right about this. For once, I'm right. On a Friday, Craig, you're on Toronto Today in 640 Toronto. Leadoff hitter as it were. Craig, thanks for the call. You go right ahead.
Good morning, Greg.
What's happening?
Not much. I got my Jays gear on already for today.
But, are you going to the game?
I'm not going. I lost out on a raffle for tickets. I had a chance for tomorrow, but if I cancel Thanksgiving with the family tomorrow, it's not going to go over too
well.
Yeah,
that's got an element of risk-reward to it.
100%. But why can't we do both? Seattle and Houston both have domes, and they have grass.
I know. Milwaukee, the same. Milwaukee, I've been to once at Miller Park, and they've got a retractable roof also.
Sorry, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, I'm getting this text in. Are there no Toronto FC baseball fans? Because they do. I went last Friday night, warmer than I thought, but I was dressed for the elements. You go to those soccer games in March and April, and you feel cold. So we do have outdoor sports fans, but I think 3 decades of Rogers Center has made us soft. I don't think we would sit. I think it would take a long adjustment to sit in cold weather. But you make the point, put the roof over the grass field when you can.
Well, but here's the thing on that, and I was a TFC season his ticket holder for the first 10 years, and I've been to opening days where it was minus 12, minus 13.
You bet, yeah. Cold.
Like, you don't even have a beer, it freezes on you. But I forgot one thing. Even if we had the dome in the grass fields, Major League Baseball is going to make sure that roof's closed for playoffs.
Yeah, I wonder about that. I'm suspicious today. Like, if today was 20 degrees and gorgeous today, this is what I want to get into with Anthony Farnell, because he went to the game last Sunday, and it was beautiful Sunday afternoon, and the roof was closed. And I think that's by design, because the Jays know they're going to be playing playoff games with the roof closed most of the way through. By the way, something to know, Toronto now has the seventh oldest Major League Baseball park, but all the others are grass fields. Fenway Park, Wrigley Field, Dodger Stadium, where the Angels play. I've been to that park in Anaheim. It's gorgeous. Well, all fake rocks out in the outfield. Oakland, which is a toilet bowl, and Kansas City. I don't mean the city of Oakland. Well, actually, and Kansas City is slightly older, but all these are 70s parks that have been renovated, retrofitted. There's been so much work done at Fenway Park, but we're the seventh oldest ballpark. And then right after Rogers Center was built, all these grass fields. Beautiful grass fields. Baltimore, Texas, Cleveland even. Denver started getting built, and we kind of missed out on that. But maybe we don't want that anymore. Richard, you're on 640 Toronto in Toronto today. Thanks for the call. You go ahead. Outdoor ballpark or not?
I think we need to keep it the way it is. Having the dome and having the option of being outdoors or indoors is a huge benefit. You know, in the springtime, like you were saying, it's going to be freezing out there. And, you know, if you get a foggy day and that fog rolls in, you're going to have games canceled or not being able to see anything, just like we used to have at that exhibition stadium, right? So keeping the dome, I think, is the best thing, because you get the best of both worlds.
I think there is that element. Here's another stat that I think people can take away from. You could win, you know, some fish and chips lunch today with this. Toronto was eighth in Major League Baseball attendance this year. Now, that's really something. I'll tell you two reasons why that's really impressive. Really impressive. One, we don't have as many people as New York or Los Angeles, and I don't think we have as many baseball fans as New York or Los Angeles. They're much bigger cities at the end of the day. You can be a big baseball fan, but I think you know that that's true. The Dodgers average 47,000. Well, the Rogers Center holds, what, 41? So being eighth is pretty impressive. The Jays outdrew the Red Sox, the Cubs, the Giants, all teams with traditional, you know, great fan bases this year. The second thing I'd bring up is to note that given the weather, I think there'd be more than one occasion where we'd go more often if the dome was open. I don't think they opened the dome early enough. So there's games in April and May where it's closed. And I know what factors in also. Kids are still in school. You're still working. It's not summer vacation yet. Raptors and Maple Leafs, if they have playoff runs, you're not that interested in the Jays when those two teams are in the playoffs, because there's so many damn games. But Al, go right ahead. What's your thought?
Okay, I grew up going to Exhibition Stadium, and I got corporate tickets, but we could only get them till June, because after June, when it was nice and warm, all the corporate bigwigs would go. And I actually was at the only game at Exhibition Stadium that was called for a sand out, where all it was so windy, the sand was blowing off the mound into home plate.
That's one of the most famous games. People say, I'm telling you, Al, people say they were at that game, or they say they were at the Dave Winfield Seagull game when he murdered the bird on purpose. Maybe a manslaughter charge for the bird. I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't see the bird get killed, but I did. I did get to go home for nothing. But yeah, you know what? If the dome was strictly built for baseball, it probably would have been a much better experience. But being multifaceted, it doesn't work a lot of the times.
Yeah, I also think this, and I don't think we've even given this a thought. And someone brought it up on text, and I'm so glad they did. Is concerts. Look, the dome was built to incorporate concerts, and we've talked about this before. When Maple Leaf, before Air Canada Center / Scotiabank Arena, Maple Leaf Gardens was seen as a little bit dilapidated. I went to REM was the first show I went to there in 1989, and I knew then that's an old venue for concerts. Nothing sounded really great at Maple Leaf Gardens, and things sounded better at Sky Dome a year later. So bands would play Sky Dome and maybe close off the upper bowl. But they were happy playing to 20,000 people. Yeah, you'd get your acts that could come in, and Madonna and Springsteen could play to the whole arena. But sometimes bands would come in and play to 20,000 there. That's before we had Budweiser Stage. That's before we had Scotiabank Arena. So all that makes sense. Would we want an outdoor park if only you could have whatever you wanted with the snap of a finger? Are we too soft now? Has Sky Dome / Rogers Center made us soft? Couple quick ones on this. Al, thanks for the phone call you've been holding. I appreciate it. Go right ahead.
No worries, Greg. Yes, you know what? I'm rare. I love the dome. My first time was when I was 12 years old watching WrestleMania 6, seeing the Warrior beat Hulk Hogan.
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding? Think about what your ticket probably cut. You probably got into that for $20, $30.
That's right. Up in the 500 level. I ushered in my university years for the Jays, and you know what? I'm almost 45 years of age. I need heat. I'm getting colder as it goes on. And I agree with you. I think most Torontonians could not handle the outdoor elements, especially in October. And I know when Paul Beeston, I think the study was University of Guelph was growing grass.
You're right. You're right.
Specifically for the Blue Jays. And they determined the problem would be humidity. To grow the grass inside, it would be very uncomfortable. And the other extreme, it'd get too hot inside the dome.
That's right. It's drainage, too. I've been to one game at the dome where they closed it because of heat. They thought we're going to close the roof off. I took my young son at 4 or 5, and that's the age you're worried about little kids and heat, right? Like, they start sweating, and you're like, what's wrong? But that's what we're supposed to do. I mean, I've been to ballparks before, Cincinnati, Detroit, where it is uncomfortable to be outside watching a game in the middle of July. But I don't think that climate's only going in one direction, right? One more quick one, and then we're going to get to Kellyanne. I'm excited to talk to her. But, Mark, you've been waiting. Go right ahead on Toronto Today.
Yeah, I was just going to echo the same sentiment that the last caller had. I'm built for comfort at this age. No, I don't want to get too cold or too hot, and definitely not wet. But I think you kind of touched on it a little bit. We've got to look at this as the fact that it's going to, like, if the city is going to be paying for a portion of this, which I'm sure they will, if not all of it.
And the province, the province too, right? Not just Toronto, but the province would have to be involved.
Yeah, we have to get that revenue back somehow, and that's going to be concerts and other venues, events, et cetera, in the venue.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Rogers bought Sky Dome and renamed it in 2004 for $25 million. There's Jays players that make more than that in a season, and will eventually. It's unbelievable.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
3 nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.